explode. The fire hydrant.
Kids are going to be playing it. He's going to be on the streets of Philadelphia.
To be fair, yeah. The kids will be playing in that.
Yeah.
Slipping it, slipping in it.
Slipping and sliding.
Slipped in it.
Slipping in the semen.
Have you ever encountered semen in the wild?
Probably. Hold on. I got to think about it. No, I don't know if I have, actually.
What's the penalty for that?
If you see semen?
No, I mean, if you see something, say something.
I think if I've... I'm almost certain I had to have encountered semen in the wild, but I would have played... I would have been like somebody that was a loogie.
Yeah, but like something. What's... Okay, obviously, if you jerk off in public, you get arrested, and that's fine. What if you just dump your cum in public? If you just dump like a load out of
like
a Dixie cup?
From the 1800s, where they just throw it out the window, buckets. Like their fucking toilet.
Well, if you got caught like putting it on the sidewalk, you just like got a load from a Dixie cup and just went... And dumped it on the sidewalk. You couldn't really get in trouble.
No penalty.
I don't think you get in trouble.
Say this was a loogie.
Yeah, well, you'd say it's a load. This is my load.
This is my load.
It's my load. I took it outside to get rid of
it. This is a public sidewalk. That was my load. You could dump semen onto the street, yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's sterile, too. It's not going to get any... Well, unless you, you know... Unless you got the
boat. Unless you got slips and falls directly onto it.
Wouldn't they wish?
You give birth to a street baby. What is it? What is it, Noah? This podcast is a fire.
No, we're
fire. It's on all cylinders again, man. How do they keep doing it?
It's crazy.
So it is not illegal to dump semen. You can just dump semen anywhere. And it's not illegal to steal semen either.
Hold up.
Wait. But it is illegal if you make somebody eat it or drink it.
Yes.
But you can just dump it anywhere.
Looks like I see a couple lawbreakers in here tonight.
Wait, making someone eat or drink? Well, isn't it the same thing?
What do you mean?
I mean, they're not going to like chew it up with a fork and knife.
Eat or drink. I mean, but if you bake it into something or you put it in like a cup of gel or something. Cream in the coffee?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, you can steal it. You can steal it and it's completely legal. But they said it is a men's rights issue that they're working on.
Cum crooks.
Yeah. Sperm theft, it's called.
What do you mean?
Oh, if you like
if you could break into a sperm bank?
Well, no, if you came in a condom, because you'd be breaking and entering. But if we had sex and I was a woman, if we had sex and I took the condom and like took it and injected myself with it, I didn't commit a crime. Once sperm's out of your body, it's literally public domain.
Public domain.
Yeah. But if it was in a sperm bank, I'd be at least breaking and entering. But if I say I'm in there to donate and I like took like four
if I find a condom on the street.
That's yours, brother.
And I inverted into my pussy.
That's yours. That's yours.
I'm so desperate for children.
That's yours. Pretty nuts.
Yeah,
is it a crime to put a hole in a condom if you're a girl? To like take the condom and put a hole in it? I don't think that's a crime. I don't think you get in trouble for that at least.
It should be.
You know? It should be a serious crime, but I don't think it is. But either way, get back to that.
Yes.
What were we fired? We were fired.
Let's put a pin in that.
Sexual assault. Sexual assault.
You put a pin in the condom?
Yep.
I said, let's put a pin in that and let's talk about something else. Matt.
Now I see what you're doing.
You get me a little cup of Joe.
Now I see what you're doing.
Now I'm higher level comedy.
For real.
Come on, dude.
It's fucking nuts.
Go ahead. Ask me a joke.
Ask you a joke.
Ask me any joke, dude.
Knock, knock, dude. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's me. I was married to another man. I see you built this fine house. Please eat my ass. Please eat my ass so I can remember.
Get in here. Don't tell anyone I've been a Nazi.
Fuck.
I'm going to fuck you till you're retarded. I was not a Nazi. Get in here. That's why he had to knock her loose. She found all his memorabilia.
True.
In the house he built.
True. He fucking, the last thing, the thing that she forgot was him taking a fucking club.
And bopping her on the head.
Right on the fucking head.
Taking her to the loony bin.
Yeah. See like old couples and go like, oh, that's so nice.
No.
Yeah, I don't have that either. When I see like a super old couple, I just go like, jeez. Jeez, Louise.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
You know
dude.
What I mean? You see an old like couple walking together.
See, and being so old that you just fully rely on someone else, just like, and they get mad at each other, which is fun.
That is kind of funny. When you see a dude
that's
still
nice.
Getting
I do up. Like that.
Some part of me wants to run up and give him a double British bulldog. Right,
put him out. Take him out. Send him to Valhalla.
Or just, dude, imagine just grabbing just British bulldog and the wife and being like.
Get them both up. Wait, you meant both of them. Double bulldog.
Put them both in the stocks and jump.
Is that illegal?
No, that's definitely illegal. That's definitely illegal. Don't you get less time, though, if you like drunk drive and kill like an old lady? Don't you get like less time for it?
You certainly should.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure.
Yes.
A lot of elderly ladies get fucking verified crushed facts. By fucking drunk drivers.
Geezers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. Although
slowly crossing.
That's my favorite traffic fatality is when an old person can't drive and like mows down people at like 12 miles an hour. That's a nice one.
I told you, I was with my grandpa. We went golfing one time. He was fully geezed. I was in the golf cart with him. He ran over the golf pro.
What?
In the cart. Pinned the golf pro against where the bag holders at the pro shop.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Then I got to drive. It was the first time I got to drive the cart.
What a dream.
We still hit the links, dude. He was good.
How'd the pro do? The pro probably gets hit like that once a week.
Probably. Yeah. Pinned against the wall. Just an old man like...
They probably get off on that shit.
Grandpa Jack, no!
They probably can't breathe. Fuck, it's happening again. Oh, shit.
Take it.
Fucking take
my fucking life.
It's yours. Take it.
Dude, golf pros are some of the horniest dudes on earth.
Yeah, dude.
That's a nice gig.
Oh, yeah.
Becoming a pro golf, just...
Dude,
you get to teach the ladies lessons. They wear their nice skirts. Bro. They drink a little vino on the course.
Dude, it's probably like an Eyes Wide Shut thing between golf pros, personal trainers, and tennis pros. They probably like once a year fucking put on the masks.
All the dumbest dudes. Too.
Everyone's wife's supposed to.
It's dumbest crazy. Freaks on earth.
It's nuts, dude. Personal training's wild. I mean, there's obviously good bros out there, but
there are good bros.
Yes, there are some Siths though among the personal training. Yes, community. It's fucking nuts.
There's a Siths amongst guys that go to the gym.
Yes.
There's some real weird Siths that go in there in their coolest outfits and seek women.
Yeah.
Which I get. Look, it's easy for me to sit back and say, what the fuck? There's no part of me that can go into the gym and get pussy.
Yeah.
I go into the gym, it's like, doing here?
What a girl. The girls just look at the dude putting the most plates on the bar, and then is that like how they judge it?
Like they have gym boyfriends, just like they have work boyfriends.
What?
Yeah, they have guys they have crushes on at the gym.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I hate that, man.
Makes me sick, dude. Women are disgusting. Men are loyal.
Loyal as hell.
Loyal as hell.
It's great. I go there fucking my blinders on, dude. I'm at
never
the gym.
Look
I'm
at
fucking.
Butts.
Nah, man.
That's why I go to one guy. Me and a guy.
That's it.
Me and him. Now, he might be up to something.
But that's fine.
He might be trying to get me.
That's fine. Everyone slips up.
He makes me do those fucking hip thrusts to warm up every time.
Really?
But he listens to the podcast, so he's heard me talk about how he looks at my dick when I do them.
Does he stare?
So he goes.
Oh, he looks away?
Yeah.
What the hell?
He listens to the podcast.
Yeah, true.
He's heard me say I go in there and I do those fucking glute bridges
and
fucking
see his penis.
Fruitcake trainer stares at my little nub sticking straight in the air. So now he looks away. I've never brought it up to him. I see him looking away because I'm down
there
going.
Form. You gotta be like, yeah, do you look at him like, dude, form check.
Yeah, he doesn't
form
count.
Check. Form check.
Yeah, I need a little squat, little spot me. Spot me.
You
grab my hips.
Can you lay underneath me and do it for me so I can see how this works?
Damn. I would like to get tossed around by my trainer, Ferg.
That'd be nice.
He'd fuck me up.
He'd see if he can give you some juice.
I can't juice.
Take it to the next level.
Could be time.
Dude, I'm very into just a little bit of stuff now. I think it works 50 times better than, this might sound so stupid. But it's like weed, caffeine. I think alcohol. I figured it out.
Moderation.
Like just a little bit, dude. But also,
isn't it?
I was about
I feel
to
like
say
when I said fart, it was a problem.
If I was like, I farted, they'd be like, stop, you're being fresh. But Brittany tried to establish poot as like the fart word in our
That's
house.
That's weird.
Dude, and I said, look, man,
we're not
going to
be
this.
Weird. We're not a weird family.
Yeah, we're not doing exactly.
We're on the cusp already.
He said, look.
We're right on the border of being the weirdest family anybody's ever seen. We can't say poot.
We cannot say poot. That was a battle. Dude, there was like lexicon battles where I was like, these kids are saying fart. And the first couple of times, Maya's like, I farted. And I see Brittany.
We're a fart family.
I see Brittany going.
Under this roof, we're a fart family.
It's my mother-in-law's going all pissed off. Like, we're not saying fucking poot, you weirdos. Yeah. Fuck that. It was fart. My friend was a Heine burp family, dude.
Heine burp?
I used to say Heine burp. I used to say Heine burp, dude.
Tommy says TT for taking a piss, and it makes me want to kill him.
Yeah, I get in trouble for saying
it's
piss,
like,
hey, too.
I'm going to take a TT. I'm like, jeez.
You say piss. I get in trouble. I hate that word. It's like, what, piss? want to say I'm going to urinate.
Saying crap to people bothers them. Crap, and I really like saying I got stand up from a table and go, I'm about to take a crap. Oh, pardon me, I have to crap.
I guess what do you do in polite society? You have to euphemize it like, I'm going to go relieve some. I need to make room. I
need to release my bladder.
There is a polite way to be like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Pardon me, I have to visit the powder room.
Yeah, true. I have to relieve.
I have to powder my nose. That's a euphemism for, I'm going to go crap out, drop a mud pile back there.
Dude, so Hamilton, mom dies.
I'm
going
to take my shirt off and drop a horse pile.
Or you can politely ask, be like, where's the bathroom? And they go, it's over there. And be like, I was thinking more of an upstairs.
More of a taking a shit type place.
I was thinking maybe I'd head.
Seclusion.
Maybe I need to get higher ground on this.
It's
going to
be loud crap.
Because I'm going to drop a gigantic fucking dump, and it's going to need to travel downwards, not straight across. Yeah.
We're going to need gravity behind this log. There's a log plume. I'm going to need to get up to the top.
So be like, did you ever clog your toilet? How big was the turd? Because mine's about to be probably record size right now.
What's the biggest turd your toilet's ever choked down? Because I'm about to choke your toilet. How big is the hole in your toilet? Because
yeah, you'll never guess who clogs the toilet between people. Women can clog the toilet, dude.
Yeah,
dude. I mean,
I don't think it's the pile though. I think they overwipe.
You think they overwipe?
I don't think women drop piles like that,
dude. I'm telling you, I'll never stop talking about my aunt's turd. My cousin, my cousin brought me
upstairs. You've witnessed it.
It was just a regular. You know, like when you were a kid, you had no agenda on the day at all.
Yeah,
I just walk into my cousin's house. I'm like, yeah, maybe they have like good cereal. Open up the thing. My cousin's like, dude, come here.
You got to see my mom's come shit. Here, dude.
And it's brought me upstairs. So like, it was a pale brown. That was the first pale, almost clay. The color of this couch. It was
a white whale. You've been looking for it ever since. You're Captain Ahab. You got to find another one.
It's the color of this very couch, dude.
This might be it.
It was clay.
Upholstered it.
It was like a red clay.
You said
it
was split in half like the Titanic.
I think it was shipwrecked.
Yeah.
But dude, I mean, it was like kerneled nicely. It had a nice like pine cone cluster to it. Nothing,
oh my God.
Nothing crazy. Not like a corn cob, yeah. But
it was ribbed on the way out. She felt it. She felt that thing.
It was rung like a tree. It was like tree rings, dude. It was.
You can see how old it was.
It was an old growth, dude.
It was just 3 hours old. It's been.
I told my cousin to cut it in half so I can get the age on it. I'm like, right here was World War II.
Oh, this- fuck, dude. Stop. Showing somebody your mom's turd. It's so fucking funny. Be like, dude, you gotta see my mom's shit.
The fact that he had eyes on it, he had put eyes on it
and saved it. Did he know you were coming, or was he just like, I can't wait till someone comes
over? He was coming. He put eyes on it, then he preserved it, dude. He was like a historical committee. You cannot flush this turd.
He was in there.
Today, my mother had oatmeal for breakfast.
Holy fuck, dude.
Oh my. Yeah, it's the same cousin that we used to play Sniff the John, where it was like, he would take a dump and make me and my younger cousin. He's like, I want to see how close you can get to that and sniff it. We'd have to get like inches from a turd and go, we just go outside and kill bees.
Oh,
dude, I used to kill as many bees as I could every day. I didn't know they were endangered. I feel bad. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, I killed one summer. I think I caused like a little bit of the bee shortage.
A dip in the area.
I didn't stop, dude. I killed them. It was weeks. I just sat there and every bee I saw captured, killed. I would shake them in containers, make them fight each other. Pretty sick.
Did they ever fight?
Yeah, bees. They would crawl across each other. And I'm like, they're fighting. They're fighting.
I always had a poor record with making animals fight. In
spider
like,
versus bee?
Spider. I would try to get spiders to fight. They didn't fight that much.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever successfully got a spider fight. I think I came back and one was dead, and I was like, that's the champion.
Dude, when you asked me did the bees fight him, I was like, yeah, but I was like, no, they're probably just crawling. I think they're just crawling.
Yeah, they were probably in there like, dude, where are we?
They were getting shaky, being like, hey, get the fuck out of my way, dude. We're clearly in a cage match. These intelligent species put us in a cage match. We're just fighting for our freedom. I buried a grasshopper in a sandbox for 4 days in a Chinese food container, and it lived. 4 days later, popped it out, and it was just hopped away.
Yeah.
fully, had no recollection of
fully
the
ultimate
hell
warrior,
dirt.
Ultimate warrior to fucking grass. Yeah, grasshopper just sat in the darkness for 4 days.
Yeah,
and they got released.
They got released and was like, "What the hell was that?"
Yeah, bug matches were sick. When
bug
you were
matches
little.
Were so fucking cool.
Yeah, like a fucking thousand legger bee grasshopper and shake it as hard as you could and be like, "I think they're fucking punching each other right
potions
now."
Potions on anthills. You ever concoct things and just dump it on animals?
My cousin made potions and would try to feed it to
potions
my other
cousin. On animals was great.
The potion on an anthill was nice.
Anthill. I
was more of a magnifying glass guy.
Oh, really? I never got the magnifying glass.
Yeah,
I never made it work.
It was pretty nice.
I didn't have the patience for it.
I don't think I actually burnt them. I think I just fucking, I was like, yeah, they're fucking cooking under this thing.
Yeah, this is hurting those animals. I was a big roly-poly guy.
Oh, I love
rock,
them. I love those guys. Yeah, those guys are safe in my book.
They were safe. I don't know why.
Every other insect I would destroy. Roly-poly, I would hang out with. Yeah. Lightning bugs, I was a preserver of
lightning bugs. Roly-polies, ladybugs. Ladybugs.
Still to this day.
To this day, yeah.
Still to this day, dude. I'm the guardian of those guys,
yeah.
Dude.
My aunt's house got fucking infected with them.
Ladybugs?
Not infected.
Infested.
Infested. Yeah, just a whole corner of the house.
Bro,
was...
I let them ride.
Yeah, that
if
year.
I see them. They're great. They're great pest defense.
Not when it's thousands.
Nah, that's a lot.
Dude, in the corner of a room like this, just the whole corner
just
was
all ladybugs?
Covered with ladybugs.
That wouldn't bother me, dude. I'll be honest. They're good for gardening, too. I mean, to be fair, yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
I see the problem. But, dude.
You'd have to break out the magnifying glass.
I'm saying...
indoors, just...
That's all I can do. Yeah, if they only get like a southern light exposure for 3 hours, like, look, I can't do anything else. Get a shitty house. You should get more natural light.